This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Living
on the edge. Less than 18 days out. T-minus 17 and a half. Carl in Georgia, you're on the air with Larry Nichols. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Welcome.
I was watching the debate last night, and the only thing I saw that wasn't quite right or whatever was when Trump missed a golden opportunity when Hillary started talking about how good they did during Haiti. He should have immediately hit her with the fact that over the last 6 years, the Clinton Foundation has stolen $2 billion from the people of Haiti.
That's a great point, Larry.
That one of the Clinton, one of their cronies that got a deal with Haiti, they got $25 million to build a plant that was going to employ 1,000 Haitians, and then the sub-jobs around it would amount to about 10,000. I don't remember what they were going to build. When the committee went in to check out that plant to see, to check its progress, what they found was a vacant lot. It had never had one brick laid. Somebody in the Clinton circle of buddies during that period got $25 million of our money to build a plant that was never built. And guess what? Nobody's ever done anything about it.
You talk about not being God-fearing. If I imagine stealing $2 billion from poor children, just thinking about it makes me have, you know, get the willies. I couldn't imagine actually doing it.
Well, I mean, you know, Alex, when Trump kind of dropped the bomb on her about wherever, you know, there was $6 billion or $1 trillion that's missing from the State Department, did you notice how she never addressed it? She never said a word about it. I mean, that's a pretty legitimate question. During your time, $6 billion is missing from the State Department. Where'd it go? And she never even...
They admit she stole George Washington's plates and stuff. Now the FBI is investigating stolen furniture. When you knew him for a decade, did they steal stuff constantly?
No, they didn't steal it. In their mind, it's theirs. It's theirs. Anything in the... You should have seen the haul they took out of the governor's mansion when he left to go be president. The governor's mansion had to be totally refurbished. They just took stuff left and right. Now, one thing she keeps making reference to, Alex, that we need to get out of the way. She talks about, well, we got to get it back to the economy her husband had. Let me tell you that economy. It was a false economy. When Bill Clinton took office as president, folks, the average family credit card debt was $5,000. When Bill Clinton left office 8 years later, the average family credit card debt was $54,000. Jobs were lost massively.
They sold us off. They created a derivatives bubble that transferred power to them.
Yep. And everybody, you know, and you run around and hear today about how great the economy. Yeah, people bought stuff. Yeah, people did, because Clinton called the credit card and the bank companies and told them to open them up, and they would have given a credit card and an open line.
And that was going to get bailed out later by the taxpayer. It was a giant bank screw job. Carl, thank you. Mary, Bill, and others, I've got to go because we have a special guest host, Anthony Cumia, does a great job coming up. Can't wait to hear his take on the debate tomorrow night, or that happened last night. But before we go any further, Larry Nichols has launched a new website where you can support him, the critical work he's doing, all the info he's been giving the Inquirer, everybody else. You see the great effect he's having. LarryNichols.info. That's LarryNichols.info. And he's also battling cancel. Yeah, someone can't talk here because I was eating soup while he was talking. He is battling cancer as well, so be sure and support him. Larry Nichols, ladies and gentlemen, is a great patriot. We really appreciate him. Larry, we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great, buddy. Thank you.
You bet. He's the guy behind the Clinton Chronicles, you name it. And here's the thing. everything he's told us has come true, basically. I mean, this guy knows what he's talking about. It's amazing. Now, Anthony Cumia, big syndicated host in his own right, censored, kicked off XM top show there for criticizing Obama and Michelle and Hillary and the rest of it. He's got his own big syndicated show, but he guest hosts twice a month. We love to have him. He's taking over right now.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It's Anthony Cumia, broadcasting only 18 days out. Anthony Cumia.
Isn't that great? Thanks, Alex. Anthony Cumia here for Infowars.com. A pleasure to be back. I love what Alex and everybody here is doing. It's so refreshing to tune in and see the truth. The truth. Ideas given to people to make their own opinions and not force-fed by mainstream media, which is what we're getting these days. And man, has it been insane the past year and a half with this? I can't believe it's been a year and a half with this election. We have seen the media exposed for the lying shills that they are. Because, I mean, honestly, before they had at least a chunk of plausible deniability. The media's lying. Yeah, they are. But then you tune in, you hear a story, and you'd go to your friends. Hey, guess what I heard on the news last night? And they go, what? And you'd tell them like it was actually something true. And then with this election, just pieces being chiseled away, whatever was left to their credibility, to the point now where there's not a single thing. If the press came out, the sky is blue. I can't believe it. I just can't buy it. Why? Because of everything I've seen in the past year and a half with the media lambasting Donald Trump, lambasting the American people that want a change from the pro-politicians, the lifers, that Hillary Clinton epitomizes. She is absolutely what we as real Americans do not want anymore. We're sick of it. How long could we sit here? I mean, the silent majority, the American people that don't protest, they don't raise their voices or get annoyed. You know what they do? They go to work on a daily basis. They pay their taxes. They raise their families. They bitch a little to their neighbors, family when they're at maybe a holiday dinner, but that's about it. Then you suck it up and go back to work and contribute to the United States of America. And then as the years went on, and especially in this election period, not only are you told this is what you have to do, you have to rest the United States of America on your back as the working middle class, but now you're a piece of garbage. Now you have to sit and be referred to as the element that is destroying this country. And that this country is already great. It doesn't have to be made great again. But you're the problem. You're the alt-right. You're a Nazi. You're this. You're that. Well, it's one thing to have the United States on your shoulders, to continue to build and create and contribute to this country. Because that's a good thing. And it's not always easy. But it's another thing to then be told you're garbage and you're the one that's hurting this country. And that is why there is a Donald Trump. That's why people are still supporting Donald Trump, even after this cavalcade of crap that the left and the left-wing media has pumped out. And not just against Donald Trump, against you. You're the problem. Yes, you've been working, contributing, raising a family. And you're the problem. You're the one they're talking about as the basket of undesirables, the alt-right, the people that are destroying the country and dividing the country. This election is not just between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. When you say you support Trump, you'll get a lot of crap from people because they're so myopic. They don't see the bigger picture. I'm not just supporting Donald Trump. This is supporting a way of life, the American way of life. It's somebody that's upset with the way government has been screwing us for years. Years we've been screwed. The media that's come out of hiding to tell everyone, yes, we are incredibly corrupt and biased and against you, the people that want to make America great. That's who I'm voting for November 8th. I'm voting for people that want to end these lifers in Washington that are on autopilot because it's the way things have been done for years. And you're the problem, not them. I want to see what would happen with a guy getting in there that isn't a professional politician, that is a proven businessman, that knows obviously how to delegate responsibility. I want to see that happen. Why do we have to choose from this small pool of proven corrupt politicians that have just played the game for so long that people's best interests aren't in their mind anymore. Their best interest is. Their cronies and friends and contributors, their best interest comes first. Why don't I want somebody that says that the country's best interest is up front? That we should get a better America. Why not give that a try instead of electing the same people that do the same things, make the same mistakes, and seem to upset us every 4 years, don't they? Doesn't it just seem like it's the same people getting in there every 4 years or 8 years? And I don't want it. I'm tired of it. And if you watch mainstream media, man, they are pushing for it because they're part of the machine. They're part of the same gizmo that has run this over, just run right over the working class in this country. And have just not allowed us to excel to the point where we know we can. Government is so far up our rear ends, if I may say, if I may be so bold, that we just don't have a chance to be exceptional. A small business? Try to put together a small business and have it successful in this country. And create here in this country. Last night on the debate, you heard Hillary getting on Donald Trump for making some of his products out of the country. He's a businessman. You have to do business under the rules that have been legislated by these politicians like Hillary Clinton. And those rules have dictated you cannot do business in the United States. You'll go broke. So he's supposed to hang himself on a cross like a martyr for the politicians and say, look what I did. I'm making my goods here in this country as a businessman with no say over the legislation. He's not a politician, businessman. And I'm supposed to make my products here in this country with what you've done to productivity in this country and go broke just so I could say, thanks, I did it. I made my products in America, and I'm broke now. Or would you do that and then say, wow, that stinks. Maybe I could change that if I throw my hat into the political arena and say how crappy it's been. The way they've made the rules where it's impossible to be a patriotic businessman and do business with American companies because of how they've legislated and how they've driven jobs overseas. That's the problem. That's what we're voting against when we vote for Donald Trump. I'm not voting for what the media says. Oh, he said stuff on a bus. Oh, years ago, he said this about a girl. And oh, he's divorced. Oh, he had a girlfriend. He did that. I don't care. And most of the people that support Donald Trump don't care. It makes me more angry at the corrupt lying media and Hillary and her lying shills that they pump this stuff out there thinking that I'm stupid enough to eat it up and go, oh, Donald Trump, he said that. My God, I better vote for Hillary. Oh, my goodness, this is terrible. Instead of thinking, wow, they'll go to any length to put this woman in office to keep that machine nice and greased up and running smoothly to continue to screw over the working American and the working American family. Keep that machine well oiled so the media, who's part of the whole thing, they contribute.
By the way, Anthony, I'm kissing your ass. I was sitting there eating my lunch in the studio watching you, and I've got to just say, this is some of the best 15 minutes of radio describing how I feel I've ever heard. So I'm going to air this at the start of the show tomorrow. You've just crystallized how we all feel exactly. I mean, I'm turning it back over to you. I've just got to say, best radio laying out reality I've ever heard in the last year and a half. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Jeez, I love Alex Jones. I love him. I was watching some of his debate coverage last night, and talk about getting hot.
Like, don't let me interrupt you, because I want to hear this goal. I shouldn't have jumped in here. I shouldn't have jumped in here.
Hot.
I should have jumped in here. You take over. Don't talk about me when we come back.
No, it's
you
like,
get back
I'm
into your groove. I just want to say it's gold. Everybody resonates with you. This is what's happening. This is about taking our country back. Trump's the figurehead, and these bastards are going down. Anthony, we're back in a few minutes. You take over. God bless you. Stay with us.
Thank you, Alex. We'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1140 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1140 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com, code 1140.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns.
Living Defense is now back in stock at Infowars.com. The Living Defense Harmful Organism Cleanser is now back in stock at Infowars Life, InfowarsLife.com. After being sold out for weeks, Secure your bottle and start eliminating toxic organisms from your body naturally without harmful chemicals. Living Defense uses organic herbs and enzymes to help naturally cleanse harmful organisms from your body. Just read some of the reviews on InfoWarsLife.com and see what Living Defense is doing for the listeners. Stock up. Start cleansing now at InfoWarsLife.com before we sell out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Ah, yes, ladies and gentlemen, back with InfoWars.com. Anthony Cumia here at Alex Jones's bequest. I'm thrilled to be here. A little more with the debate, the reaction to it. I was watching afterwards. It's fun to watch the debate because you want to see who's getting in the jabs, who's making the points, watching the bias of the moderators. But it's after it settles down a little bit and you start watching the pundits come out and the news and every talking head comes out and starts their take on what they had just watched on the debate. And what I saw was pretty disgusting. And not to be unexpected. The media jumped on Donald Trump saying he wouldn't automatically say he would support Hillary Clinton if he does lose. Would he graciously call her up, give that concession speech, and say that we all have to rally behind our new president? And they unloaded on him. The media unloaded. This is, oh, how dare he not say the way this is the way democracy has worked forever here in the country. They battle it out. We get a winner and a loser. The loser graciously get. Well, how about it's worked that way forever in a democracy, but we've never seen an election like this. This is new territory. We've never seen a media so one-sided. We've never seen the opposition supported by a media that has just dumped dump trucks full of garbage on top of the opposition. And he's now just supposed to go, oh, yeah, after all said and done, after I've been completely screwed over, I will graciously shake Hillary's hand and allow her to literally destroy the country. And they can't imagine this. Again, this isn't a politician. This is a businessman, a successful businessman who has spent his time in a very competitive, real-world scenario. Not like Washington, the fantasy world they live in on the Hill. This is the real world. And a real man who can't just slap a fake smile on his face and say everything's dandy after being ridden out of town on a rail, pretty much. And for that, of course, he's taking all kinds of flack. Meanwhile, there are plenty of instances in which the Democrats have done and said the same thing. One of which being Al Gore with his loss over George W. Bush, saying, you know, that he wouldn't accept the election. There it is. Gore refuses to concede election, demands recount to ensure all the votes are counted. Well, I guess they thought there was a little hijinks and chicanery going on, shenanigans, if you will, going on back in that election. But again, all we see is this constant hypocrisy from the left. You can't do it. We've done it plenty of times, but don't you dare do it. There's an interesting story of hypocrisy when it comes to Donald Trump, his horrific statements that he made on that bus. And something that just happened the other day that Madonna said. Oh, the queen, one of the queens of the left, Madonna, said something Yes, there it is. She pledges oral sex for Clinton voters. Yet, Donald Trump, what he said in a private conversation years ago, seems to be an issue. The hypocrisy is never-ending. And please, if you don't see it, take the blinders off. We'll be right.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Living in the limelight, the ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Infowars.com. I'm Anthony Cumia. We were talking about the debate, and I want to talk a little about these WikiLeaks emails, which just is getting brushed over. So much more important to hear what Donald Trump said in a private conversation years ago, or the 9 women, is it, that have come out of nowhere to accuse Donald Trump of some type of sexual improprieties. I don't know. The guy has been in the public eye for 40 years, is it? About 40 years, and if you've lived in New York, you've known Donald Trump your entire life if you're under 70 years old. He's been in the public eye that long. We've never heard any of these allegations. Never heard it. Never heard him called a racist. in all the years that he's been in the public eye, hosting The Apprentice, as a builder, as somebody who's dealt with all the mayors in New York over the years, building and creating here in New York City. But for some reason, just weeks before the election, all these allegations come out of nowhere. And we're supposed to give them as much credibility and credence that we give to the Bill Clinton allegations, which have been going on for decades and decades. Years. We've heard about these women. They have been put up to the test. They have been deemed credible. They have been battered by Hillary Clinton, who has done nothing but protect her meal ticket and her coattail that she has latched onto for her own career. Therein lies the difference. If you have credible women that have come forward over the course of decades and are still there fighting the fight, and we're supposed to believe that's the same thing as women that have come out of nowhere weeks before the election, put up front by a media that has proven to be dishonest and biased against Donald Trump. I pray that Americans are smarter than the press is giving us credit for. I really hope that they can see through this garbage and see the truth. Megyn Kelly was talking with Donna Brazile last night. She, of course, the DNC interim chairperson. Because if you remember, the chairperson was thrown out. Wasserman thrown out because of her emails. So now we have Brazile, who was questioned by Megyn Kelly last night about her emails and about allegations that she received questions before the debate, before one of the debates, and gave them over to Hillary Clinton. Let her know what those questions were going to be. She emailed a version of a question, and it was verbatim the question that was asked to the candidates and to Hillary Clinton. She knew. And, of course, she said that these emails, first of all, she saw that some of them were fabricated, never saying the one that she sent out was fabricated. Some of those emails fabricated. She wouldn't go out on a limb and say, no, mine, the one that shows me saying this, was fake. Because these things all bubble to the surface, my friends. They all come to the surface. You could lie about it now, but, oh, it'll go bite you in a rump later. She also said that Megyn Kelly was using these stolen emails. Not saying that what was on them might be true, but that the fact that they were stolen, hacked emails, that's the issue. Just trying her best, like all of these people that have been caught with their pants down on these WikiLeaks emails, are trying, they're scrambling, and they're all dirty. That every single one of these people that have been doing correspondence with each other, whose emails have come out, are filthy. They're liars and they're hypocrites. They're making fun of their constituents, identifying them for what they are, nothing but votes. This, oh, we care about the people. We care about minorities. We care about the undocumented immigrants. And then they're making fun of them in the emails and proving that they are nothing but votes for these people. Again, please, smack the blinders off your head. I know that for years the media, mainstream media, has been our source for information. We went to the news. As a kid, I remember mom and dad sitting down in front of the TV
to watch Walter Cronkite tell us about Vietnam.
And it was, we trusted the guy. We trusted the news. We discussed it with our friends and family. That's dead. That whole thing is gone. Don't go back to the news thinking you're getting the news. You're getting an entertainment show that is entrusted to make money just like Seinfeld, just like any other show that is its main purpose is to make money for the company that's putting it out. The news is no longer there to serve the public interest. It is there to entertain you so you come back the next day to their continuing soap opera storylines. It's not information anymore. Your job as an American in 2016 is to find places to get real information, to get the truth, to try to balance it out with other sources. Yeah, it's going to take a lot more work than it used to. You used to sit down in front of a trusted face and get what you assumed was an unbiased report of the news that you then mulled around with your own ideology and came up with a conclusion. Now they will spoon feed you their opinions and you'll go off and yap the company line and their opinions. And it might sound harmless. And a lot of times we laugh about the media bias and how ridiculous it is. But we are talking about the media influencing the direction this country is going to go in. These two candidates are so starkly different that if whichever one gets in, the direction of the country is going off in completely different directions. This isn't a slight turn to the right or left here. And the media is absolutely influencing that. And it's very important, very dangerous, and that's what we're voting for. We're voting for the sanctity of our freedoms and our rights in this country. Hillary Clinton was talking about guns. Last night, the topic of gun control came up in the debates. And the second she starts talking about guns, I want to throw up. She has not an interest in allowing the American people to exercise their Second Amendment right. And to see her try to dance around it and try to convince people that she respects your right to bear arms is disgusting and just a continuing display of her dishonesty and lies. She does not wish you to have the ability to protect yourself with the best tool available, which is a firearm. That let's be real here. A gun is the greatest tool you can find in protecting yourself. It evens the playing field immediately. You're a slight woman. You're out there on the street. You're walking home from work. A giant man comes up and wants to do you harm. What are you going to do? You're not going to fight this guy off. You're going to run in your cute little heels. No. But with a firearm, there you go. Even keel. You're on even footing. She don't want that for you. You know why? She doesn't care. She's got the Secret Service. She's had him for a long time. She's had personal security for quite some time. And she thinks that we as Americans are all way, way too stupid and way too irresponsible to own something so dangerous as a firearm. Well, I disagree. There are hundreds of millions of firearms in this country that are used on a daily basis to protect people. There are hundreds of millions of guns in this country that aren't used on a daily basis, that sit there, wherever they're stored, doing nothing, harming nobody. But they're there if you need them. She doesn't want you to have that. Yet she's saying she wants, and this one gets me every time. Oh, my God. Reasonable restrictions. You know what reasonable restrictions amounts to when it comes to a Democrat? It's like when they talk about your fair share of taxes. It's something that never stops. It never has an end. We want you to do your fair share. Pay your fair share of taxes. All right, what's that? Well, this is it now. We just raised your taxes. All right, I guess I'm doing my fair share. They need to do their fair. Wait, I just did it. You just told me, and then yeah, but there's a new fair share that you're not doing. It's the same thing. Not paying their fair share. How much is a fair share until it becomes a very unfair share? Same thing with the reasonable restrictions on guns. Well, that's reasonable. Okay. Are we going to stick with that? Yeah. Oh, but there's more reasonable restrictions we need. That was reasonable, but here's some more reasonable. Until it becomes, yes, unreasonable. And it's always the way. Don't get caught up in believing that fair share will be fair. Reasonable restrictions will be reasonable. They have proven time and time again that once we make any capitulation, they will come back for more. They always do. That's why we need people and organizations like the National Rifle Association, who has been the scourge of the left and the Democrats. They look at them like they want nothing more than to allow people to exercise their Second Amendment right. My God, it's crazy. Shall not be infringed. That's what the Second Amendment is, and that's what the NRA wants for the American people. And they're looked at like monsters. And when Hillary Clinton came out on that stage last night for that debate and said that she is for the Second Amendment, but with reasonable restrictions, I look at a state like my home state of New York. And I've heard so many times from people, no one's taking your guns away. Like, they got to say it in a way that sounds like you're a paranoid lunatic that thinks that the government is coming to take your guns away. Well, they are coming to take your guns away. Go into a gun store in the state of New York. Ask for an AR-15. You will be told you are not allowed to buy one. Now, there are plenty of other rifles to buy. Am I right? I walk into a New York state gun store now. It looks like the 1800s. Lever action. I see lever action guns. You can't buy what they dub an assault rifle, which, by the way, is a scary-looking rifle. Nothing more. It's a semi-automatic rifle. You can't buy one in New York State anymore. They're illegal to buy. That is the government taking away your guns, taking away your right to the best tool available. And that is their idea of reasonable restriction. Have they stopped? No. They are continually trying to whittle down the types of firearms you're allowed to have in this country, with the final goal of either leaving us with muskets or with nothing. There you go. Hey, let me tell you, that's a fine rifle. I own one myself. I love it. But I also want an AR-15. Because in a day and age where you're not sure how many people you might have to defend yourself, your loved ones, and your family against, I want something that might blow a few rounds out quicker than old Doc Holliday might be shooting. Again, they'll paint you as a paranoid lunatic on this, but this is exactly what Hillary and the Democrats and the left are talking about. Reasonable restrictions. Again, until they become very unreasonable. The economy, I love that. Last night during the debate, Hillary trying to go up against Trump on the economy. Here's a guy that has been able to do business in any type of economy you could come up with. Recession, windfall, every type of economy, he has been able to successfully run and continue to run his business. And Hillary is trying to tell us that she has the right ideas. She's been part of the Obama administration, who has had 8 years to work on this. And I love the fact that Donald Trump brought up, hey, you've had time. And that's the greatest thing Trump could bring up with Hillary is her record and her experience that she's had in office. Because every problem that we're facing today as a country, she has been involved with the organization that was supposed to fix it. She's a politician. She's the one that wrote the laws. She has been Secretary of State. She has had the ear of the president. And we have gone down the proverbial toilet under her and Obama and her ilk's watch. And to say that, well, put me in charge, I'll fix it. You were there already. You were in charge. And nothing happened. It's up to you, people. We'll be right back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Welcome back, people. Make a special
Sending soon. Get Brain Force for 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Our Brain Force 25% off mega special ending soon at InfoWarsLife.com. These mega specials help fund the operation in the fight against the globalists. And you can get the best high-quality products out there for the lowest prices. Brain Force already has hundreds of five-star reviews. You could read for yourself over at InfoWarsLife.com along with all the research and other information. Even the crew here at InfoWars can't stop talking about Brain Force and how it helps them double up their efforts. Secure your Brain Force for 25% off while supplies last at InfoWarsLife.com and help support the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. Absolutely. Hello, welcome back. Anthony Cumia here on InfoWars.com. I also want to talk a little today about Russia. Russia has become this giant thing again. It was, so, remember after the Cold War? It was cute and quaint when we talked about the old Soviet Union, nostalgic, thinking about Reagan and Brezhnev back in the old days, thinking about nuclear missiles pointing at us. And then we just kind of, Berlin Wall comes down, little perestroika, glasnost, all that fun stuff. And then kind of went away. They had their stuff to deal with there. We had our stuff to deal with here. You know, we knew we still had nuclear missiles pointing at each other, but it wasn't really an issue. It didn't feel like any fingers were on any triggers. And then all it takes, a few years of Barack Obama making our leadership pretty much disappear in the world, to where Vladimir Putin and Russia are now the big man on campus and are able to wield their power and influence anywhere they damn well please. And we can't do anything about it. When Obama told Romney, the 80s called, and they want their foreign policy back, when Romney was talking about Russia being one of the biggest geopolitical threats to the world 4 years ago, and Obama laughed. He laughed and made a joke. And the media lapped it up, loved it. Well, look where we are now. Why hasn't anyone literally called out Obama on that? Why haven't they questioned him and said, hey, what's your ideology now? Do you still think the 80s called and wants their foreign policy back? Do you think Hillary Clinton is the best person to deal with an empowered Russia and Vladimir Putin? I don't think so. Trump is getting so much heat by the media for praising Putin. He's not doing that. When you look at a leader that is strong, that is committed to their country, there is a bit of admiration there that you can reflect without praising the person for what he's doing. I think looking at a strong leader is something that makes American people nostalgic. We want that. We want somebody that's not going to roll over. And we want to be powerful and looked at and respected in this world like we used to. And I think that's part of what Make America Great Again means. Thank you. Anthony Cumia, CompoundMedia.com. I'm here for InfoWars. Have a great rest of your day.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.